Fred Schaefer, past chairman of Walkway Over the Hudson, talks about educating the public on the bridge's potential.
A lot of people thought it was a Rickettsial Railroad Bridge that should be torn down. There were some sections of the bridge where some of the wooden walkways deteriorated and was falling off. Somebody would see a piece fall off and they would say, well, the bridge is falling down. And people actually believed that the best thing for this bridge would be to tear it down and eliminate it and not save it. And part of the hardest part of this project in the beginning was making people understand that it's a great structure, that it shouldn't be torn down, and that it is a doable project. This bridge, when it was built, was one of the greatest structures built in the 19th century, and it literally was built to last forever, and it was overbuilt, actually, so that it's not the ordinary type of bridge that is built nowadays where you have to constantly repair it and replace it and do a lot of structural work. It's a great structure. And it was educating the public to that, and then also to the fact that it is a great thing to be able to walk out over the river and enjoy the view.